Everybody needs to chill. Play your haters on the scene. Only real niggas stay on top. All these niggas is bad as you. They can't live like pop. Started with five shots, never block the killer. Never figure that that same nigga sell 5 million. Hit the charts like a madman, nothing but hits. Court cases got a nigga facing multiple hits. Dodging cop cars, look at how we come so far. Bitch, I'm a high school dropout, rolling the double R. House full of happiness, weed and drink. Way out, so in trouble, try to find me, cake. Never vision living longer than my 21st. Thought I'd be locked down, cracked out, or in the dirt. And though it hurts to see the change, it comes with the fame. Watch for gossip in a silly game. To all the motherfuckers speaking down on me, this is the night. Why is everybody caught up in box up?
Y'all niggas all up on y'all. Y'all niggas, come on,
y'all.
Why y'all come on y'all?
This is box life. And everybody needs to chill. Cause this is box life. Play haters wanna see me kill. Box life. Only real niggas stay on top. Now all these niggas is mad at it. Cause they can't live like pop.
Half the rappers from the East Coast was there when I got shot. Nobody knew a thing. That's just like you coming to the hood, the police asking what happened. And everybody's like, I don't know. You know they lying. And all I was doing was like, give me my proper etiquette. Biggie was out here on the West Coast. He was in the studio with me and we homeboys, and he got shot. No, I wouldn't tell him who did it, but he would want. I wouldn't go ride a nigga who did it, but he wanted to know who did it. And I'd be like, look, man, these niggas from Rock did it. This is why they want to talk to you. When, that's how I do it. Just like when the niggas from the 60s wanted to get trapped. I went to them personally to talk to them. I do it by the rules of etiquette. So I got shy. I'm like, yo, what happened? Come see me in jail. Biggie all on the air to my ear pocket. My homeboy wound, but not see me. My homeboy stressed and going to Biggie's concert. Niggas is like abandoning me. But all on the air and on TV, they're like, yeah, progress, you know. Keep the struggle on. I was like, yo, I'm starting to turn into like Slick Rick. Niggas is just gonna act like I'ma just be in jail. And they gonna give me shout outs and try to take my position. And if you watch, that's what Biggie did. Listen to it. I was there, nigga. I trained the nigga. He used to be under me like my lieutenant. The nigga, I used to come to New York. I need to do shows and let the nigga come on before I did keep your head up and get around. Cause nobody knew the nigga in New York. And I used to tell a nigga, yo, if you wanna make your money, you gotta rap for the bitches. Do not rap for the niggas. I told the nigga, don't rap for the niggas. Rap for the bitches. The bitches will buy your records and the niggas want what the bitches want. So all of a sudden, he changed from being, listen to a party of bullshit. Listen to his style. He changed from that to Big Pop. Because of me. He had my album, Me Against the World was the second one. He had the first one. I changed everything because Ready to Die came out and it sounded like my album. All my album was about, you know, dealing with death. And if he came out Ready to Die, I had to switch it.
Wow.
That's why it was less East Coast rap, East Coast beat, because Biggie had...